This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How CEO should talk about strong earnings results. When good numbers aren't enough, how you talk about them is. What happened? ARK Best posted a standout second quarter, with its asset-based division showing a 650 basis point improvement that caught analysts off guard. CEO Seth Runser stepped forward to explain the results publicly, working through market signals, logistics strategy, and the company's move toward brand consolidation and a new digital platform. The company is leaning hard into its century-old legacy while repositioning for modern freight demands. The communication angle. Here is the question nobody asks when a company beats expectations. Why does the CEO still need to be a good communicator when the numbers speak for themselves? Because numbers never speak for themselves. That is the illusion executives fall into constantly. Seth Runser did something right here, and it deserves examination. He did not just present results, he unpacked the reasoning behind the results. That is a critical distinction. When a leader explains market demand signals in plain language, connects them to operational decisions, and then ties those decisions to outcomes, they are building credibility for the next quarter, not just this one. They're saying we understand what we are doing, and why. That is a fundamentally different message than here are our numbers. Aren't they great? The brand consolidation move is also worth noting from a communication standpoint. Collapsing multiple brands into one unified identity is a story about clarity. It tells customers, employees, and investors that the company is done confusing people. But consolidation only works if the leader can articulate what the new unified brand stands for. If Runser used this earnings call to define that identity in concrete terms rather than corporate filler-like integrated logistics solutions, he was doing the hard work that most executives skip entirely. The phrase 100-year legacy is smart, but only if it is anchored to something specific. Legacy without proof is just nostalgia. The digital platform announcement follows the same rule. The leaders routinely announce technology initiatives and then describe them in terms of features. Features do not move people. Outcomes do. The right move is always to say what changes for the customer, the driver, the dispatcher. Not what the platform does, but what it solves. Runser's willingness to walk through demand signals publicly also demonstrates something I consider non-negotiable for top executives: transparency about your thinking process, not just your conclusions. Showing your work builds trust faster than any polished result ever will. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on leading with logic gives you a framework for sequencing your communication so that conclusions land with weight, because you have already built the case beneath them. Most leaders reverse the order and then wonder why the results do not generate the confidence they expected. The takeaway. Before your next earnings call, investor update, or team performance review, write down three things: the result, the decision that caused it, and the signal you read that led to the decision. Then present all three in that order. Do not lead with the number. Lead with the signal. It proves you are not lucky. It proves you are paying attention. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.